From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Vicki Greger.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
Today on Air Check, we have a final chat with our friend and co-host Jake Brownell. He's leaving the show and moving on to bigger adventures. And we also have a chat with Slim Cessna from Slim Cessna's Auto Club and hear a couple of songs from the band in studio. That's coming up today on Air Check here on 91.5 KRCC. As usual, we begin the show with our musical roundtable, and we're switching things up a little bit today. Instead of having a guest into the studio, we're going to talk with producer, contributor, Jake Brownell. The reason for this switch up is because Jake's leaving us. This is the last time we get to share this roundtable with our esteemed colleague, Jake Brownell.
I didn't bring Kleenex up with me because then you might actually have to use it.
Yeah.
So, but I'm so happy because Jake is off to grad school, and I can't think of a better candidate for that. And just a chance for us to sit around the table again, the three of us, and maybe review some of the wonderful moments we've had on Air Check together, because there's been a lot.
It really
and
has.
I'm really interested, Jake, in your review of this time together and a show that you really, this kind of came out of your head.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. We've got three heads here all working together on this. But yeah, I mean, it's very bittersweet to be leaving. This has been a labor of love, this show, and all the work that I've been able to do here at KRCC has really been such a pleasure. To go back to the beginning, like you were saying, Vicki, I don't know if folks would remember this, longtime listeners, maybe the real Air Check diehards out there. This all got started with a one-off year in review music show that we
did. Right. Yeah. We thought it might be interesting to bring three of us together and talk about what that year had meant in music, because it was pretty compelling, as I recall.
And then it blossomed from there, and we've had some pretty amazing opportunities as a result of this show.
Indeed, we have had some amazing stories that have been told, and a lot of those were your creations. What stories stand out in your memory of Air Check?
Oh, wow, there are so many. I'd have to say, you know, one of the ones that really looms large for me from Air Check was the story that we did several years ago about the Pikes Peak Peanut Pusher. You guys remember that one?
Oh yes.
And that one, I kind of got a tip about this guy, Ulysses Baxter, who had gotten in touch with the Manitou Springs Heritage Center to talk about this feat of his where he had pushed a peanut up to the top of Pikes Peak using his nose on, you know, all fours. He had like a wooden spoon attached to his nose, and he kind of like over the course of 10 days or something like that, slowly made his way up the mountain that way.
And the music relevance?
Yeah, the music relevance. So he was a like a rockabilly sort of aspiring musician.
Mother, congratulate your son.
And his manager at the time just thought this would be a great stunt. And you know,
band managers.
Yeah, thought it would draw attention to this guy's music.
Oh, and it did.
And it did. It was a huge thing, and he ended up getting on like some big late night shows and things like that after that had happened. It was back in the 60s, I think. And yeah, but then his music career kind of like eventually fizzled out a little bit. But I had the good fortune to actually speak with Ulysses Baxter himself, and he's still out there living in Oklahoma and told this incredible story. And it was really fun to be able to kind of hear his reflections on it today and then listen back to the music he was making at that time and then weave those things together in the form of a story for Air Check.
Let me interject here that Jake's story was a phenomenon here at KRCC. I mean, this was put out as a podcast, and it was picked up and listened to around the country. Mm-hmm. And it really had like a second life to this peanut pushing story.
Yeah. You never know which stories are going to be the ones that that kind of catch fire and spread like that. And it's always the ones that you don't expect, really.
Yeah.
But I guess in retrospect, that one makes perfect sense because it's just such a completely crazy story.
I wanted to ask you something, Jake, something that folks don't get to see is many, many, many times you're the man behind the board.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic idea with Aircheck, as some of you listeners might know, is we try to go as stripped down as possible, which is really very doable when it's a folk singer or a duo. And we've had some wonderful sessions that way. But I'm thinking about the times when you were surprised because it's like, oh, yeah, yeah, we'll strip it down. And I think about bands like, you know, Ozo Motley or Low Cut Connie that showed up with, you know, 7 to 10 people in tow, many instruments, mm-hmm. not quite enough microphones. And I've always appreciated your game face where you look like, oh, yeah, I'm ready for you. We're cool. And just watch you do that. And any sound person out there is going to understand that moment. Were there any that really scared you where you're like, this is not going to happen?
I think one of the first ones we did, Hey Marseille, which was a large band. They walk in. All right, here we are. You know,
here's all our gear.
Here's all our gear. They're kind of a successful band, accustomed to being tended to. Of course, they were all super nice. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to imply that they were snooty about it or anything like that. But just it strikes a little bit of fear in my heart as a person who has to figure out how to engineer a session with a band when we have, you know, like 20 square feet to work with.
Right.
I've always loved that. It's such a interesting challenge because on one hand, it's always a little stressful, but at the same time, it's kind of a puzzle. You know, people show up, they've got instruments that you might not have expected. You've only got a limited number of inputs to work with. And so trying to kind of solve the jigsaw puzzle and figure out how you can capture everything you need to capture in the best way that you can. And then, you know, you have the joy of making it all sound nice and polished. And it's a really fun process. I've got my eyes on you. I've got my eyes.
The Hey Marseille, I just have to add something to that. Jake gets that all going. Not only is it running smoothly, he's also shooting video on his phone and taking pictures. And by the time the band left, you know, they were practically doing a human pyramid with you on top in the backfield. So
that's
I think
great.
Maybe that's when we knew, or maybe you knew, we can do this.
Yep.
This is going to be okay.
Show me what you need.
You're a musician. Another fact,
mm-hmm.
fun fact about mm-hmm. Jake that you all might not know about, very good guitar player. So looking at it, the scene here in Southern Colorado from your perspective, what is your take when you look around and see what we have here and how that felt to your side of it, you know, being in a band?
I've always been inspired by the music scene here in various ways, and I think anyone who's kind of followed it for long enough locally can attest to the fact that it really ebbs and flows. I feel like I've watched the music scene go through several cycles of, you know, periods when it seems really fertile and there's tons of bands playing and shows happening, and then periods where it seems to go dormant for a time. But the thing that has always been really cool to me about the music scene here is just how there's the kind of DIY, do-it-yourself ethic that I think is so pervasive in this town, just because, and in Southern Colorado in general, because there haven't always been venues that people feel are the go-to venues. If you're a local band, oh, I have to play here, or this is the place that always has great shows, that sort of thing. And I think that's really led to this culture of house shows, of DIY spaces, of this kind of more informal music scene. There's something rewarding, I guess, about being a part of a music community where you feel like if you want something to happen, you're really going to have to step up and be a part of it and not just pay your $10 and show up at the show and drink your beer and head home. You know, you have to be involved a little more deeply to really kind of take advantage of it.
Well, Jake, can you throw us one more bone before you leave? You got a song that you've dug up off of some blog somewhere.
I do, actually. I've got a song that I'm really excited about from an album that I'm really excited about. An album that maybe most importantly has a pretty interesting backstory. The song that I'm going to pick is by an artist, a British artist called Jai Paul. And the song is called All Night, parentheses, Unfinished. I just love this whole album. So the story with this guy Jai Paul, he's kind of one of these bedroom producers who started releasing songs in drips and drabs. He had a couple songs, one called Jasmine and another called BTSTU that he released back around 2012, I think, 2011. And people loved it. It was really cool, this weird sort of strange production, lots of what's called side chaining where the drums are like swallowing the rest of the thing. But anyways, hotly anticipated, he was going to be coming out with this album, and then as he was in production on it, it leaked. The album did, and it was unfinished. All the, you know, songs were out there on the internet and people loved it, but he was just like, oh my god, all this work.
Wow.
And so he just kind of dropped off the map.
Wow.
For the last 6-7 years, and then just now he started releasing some new music, and he decided to actually formally release that album, which this comes from, that leaked album. And it's just a great,
it sounds really playful to me. It sounds, there's really this play with the side chaining going in and out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The groove, though, just swallows you up. I mean, I'm just sitting here just kind of,
yeah.
You know, it's it takes you. You know, it's not even adjusting your mood. It's just like, this is where we're going with this groove. Beautiful voice, too.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't hurt.
So I'm glad to see that this album is finally out. The album is called Leak, April 13th, Bait Ones.
Well, Jake, onward.
Yep.
We're going to miss you here on AirCheck.
I'll miss you guys too, but I'll still be listening.
On the World Wide Web?
That's right.
Oh yeah. Boy, we're going to have to keep that bar high.
Yep.
I love the idea of that. Maybe you could be our guest once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
on the round table.
Sounds good, yeah.
That's an easier way to say goodbye for me,
yeah.
Is knowing that,
One,
you'll be listening, and two, you'll participate.
Yeah. Well, it's been a real joy and a real honor to do this show with you guys, and
I'll
miss you.
Same, Jake.
Yep, but boy, this is great. It lives in infamy. You can go to krcc.org. You can go to your on-demand podcast. You can find AirCheck, and we can all roll around in in all of them.
That's
going
right.
back to the beginning.
If you haven't heard the Peanut Pusher story, it's there for you.
Definitely check it out.
You're listening to Air Check on 91.5 KRCC.
Slim Cessna's Auto Club is a Denver-based music collective that have been recording together for the last 27 years. Their music has been described as gothabilly, alternative country music with apocalyptic religious themes, often fueled by alcohol, violence, and love run amok. Slim Cessna's Auto Club recently kicked off a three-week Southwest tour with a show right here in Colorado Springs at the Ivy Wild School, and the band dropped by the KRCC studios to play a couple songs and talk with Jeff.
Hello, Slim Cessna's Auto Club. We're from Denver, Colorado. Commandment 4. Suspicious stains throughout our land. Every year, new ones show.
From our guns, we are supposed to spy.
Now all the birds are gone. We've still got some shells. For all who've treated us wrong, you best prepare yourselves.
This is Aircheck, and I'm honored to have Slim Cessna's Auto Club in the studio this afternoon. The current members,
yeah,
Slim Cessna, Munley, Dwight, Rebecca, George, and Andrew. Been a lot of incarnations in this band. There have been a lot of players in this band over the years.
Yeah, there are at least 30 people in 27 years.
It's a long history.
Yeah.
We're the first on the tour, the leg this summer. The Southwest Tour.
This is our first stop.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
It's real
good.
I'm
glad I caught you guys now because you're gonna be worn out in a few weeks, aren't you?
I'm already wore out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you comment on the commandments? Why the commandments? I know it's the last album you put out.
Yeah, these are our commandments. So it's the commandments according to SCAC.
SCAC, Slim yeah. Cessna's Auto Club.
Yeah, that's the title of the album. So there's 10 of them.
As there are in the Catholic Church.
That's a coincidence, probably. Well, 10 fits on an album, easy.
Uh-huh. 10 tracks.
Yeah.
Would you say you're religious?
Well, I mean, I don't want to speak for everybody. I mean, I was certainly raised religious, and I have my own struggles with that. And sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad, but I don't think that that's necessarily what we're doing. I think it helps with good storytelling. And it's, I don't know, I think it's very American to even attribute to the history of American music.
Your music has been described as, I'm going to quote one of the reviewers, Slim Cessna's music can be described as the country music of drunken brawls, carnival freak shows and shotgun weddings, equal parts traveling medicine show and creepy sexual revival meetings.
Whoa.
Does that fit? Can you own that?
I don't know. You know, I don't think we think of ourselves that way, but if that's what people want to say, it's fine with us. Or, again, it's fine with me personally, but I don't know if that's what, I think we're just putting on a good rock show and having a great time doing it, and sometimes people want to make it something more than that. And there is some content that maybe allows that to make it easier for them, I suppose.
You guys don't live in a compound, do you? I'm envisioning this musical collective where you guys are working on each other's projects.
Compound would work very well for us.
With a safe room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could use that. We haven't found the right one yet.
The band's been together for 27 years.
Was that the right? 92 we started, so if that's the right math.
13 albums to date that I've counted. What's next? You guys haven't recorded for a while. It's been a little while.
With the Auto Club, we haven't put anything out in a couple of years, but we did. Munley, Rebecca, Dwight, and I have another group called DBUK, and we just released an album in January and have already toured all over the world with that this year. Auto Club is going to be working very soon.
Good.
In the studio.
Good.
Maybe as soon as we get back.
Which is when? How long is this tour?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I guess.
27 years together, various incarnations. I saw you again. It was like a circus car with a bunch of you guys piling out of it. Going to be together for weeks. How do you get along? Do you like each other but at the end of these things? Is this a vacation? Is this work? How do these tours play out for you guys?
Oh, it's all work. I think that we have been fortunate enough to find each other, and we are the only people in this room who any of us could probably do this with. Like I don't think I could be in a band with anybody but everyone here.
These guys.
Munley and Dwight and I have been playing together for 20 years, maybe 21. And that was And I don't, and that's just how we're going to die, I suppose.
Like, wow.
So we just have, it's just, I don't know, that's just what we do.
Well, brotherhood, sounds like.
Well, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's family. Well, George is my son also, so we, it's a family band. And we all get along very well. We don't talk, but...
You don't talk?
Yeah.
So it's just silence on the road until you get on stage, and then it...
Well, actually, I don't think any of us really talks very much anyway, so it's really easy to not talk in the van.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in here and talking with us,
yeah.
Making this time. I'm glad we caught you on the first leg of this tour. And I hope it's a blast for you. I hope you guys can connect the way you connect.
We're just hoping to make some money.
Money?
Yeah, we all have bills.
Dinero.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, it's another thing. Like, how do you keep doing this? Like, the world changed around us, and we just have to play as many shows as possible with all the different groups that we have and just keep going.
Right.
Because that's the only way we can survive.
Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. Slim, how about another song?
Slim Cessna's Auto Club from Denver, Colorado. Commandment 8. What's a thief that never steals? Empty though I'm filled with guilt, I pinch my skin until I bruise and dwell on what I want. I want motel art on my wall, calendar prints by Marc Chagall, sea monkeys in a lucite mug, and on their home an image of my mug. Give me what I want, 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 what I want,
how come?
What I want,
how come?
What I want,
how come?
What I want. I'm as honest as any man, no man is honest, I understand. Pinch my skin until I bruise and dwell on what I want. A party suit with epaulettes, heat retaining dinner mats, a chandelier that's painted gold, a royal name of my own. And I've had encroachment on my lawn, in my driveway, my three steps that lead up to my front door. And I cannot decide between these two cement sentries. One, a bearded garden gnome who will guard from atop a mushroom. The other, a questionably painted lawn jockey, both intimidating in their own fashion. Kiss, kiss, kiss my arted wall. Kiss, kiss, kiss my Marc Chagall. Kiss my painted chandelier as I began to tear. Tears me of my whole gum, so I don't know what I want. Kiss my tears before the fall as I dwell on all that's stolen. Give me what I want. 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 What I want.
How come?
What I want.
How come?
What I want.
How come?
What I want.
That was 91.5 KRCC's Jeff Bury talking with Slim Cessna of Slim Cessna's Auto Club. Members of the Auto Club can also be heard in side projects like Munley and the Lupercalians, DBUK, the Denver Gentlemen, the Blackstone Valley Sinners, to name just a few. The latest album from Slim Cessna's Auto Club is called The Ten Commandments According to SCAC and is available on SCAC Unincorporated Records. that's all for this edition of Air Check. I'm Jake Brownell, and I will be handing the microphone over to Jeff and Vicky for future interviews and performances. It's been a real pleasure to do the show and to be able to speak with all the amazing artists and bring you all the incredible music that we've been able to bring on Air Check, and I'll miss it. Jeff and Vicky, one last time for 91.5 KRCC and Air Check. I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Vicky Greger.
And I'm Jeff Beery.